From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. Well, as many local theater goers are aware, the Bay Area is a hotbed of professional, semi-professional, and community theater. In fact, the nonprofit theater support organization called Theater Bay Area provides services for over 300 member theater companies just in the Bay Area. One company that stands out is the relatively newly formed Symmetry Theater Company. They're a group of professional actors whose company mission, in addition, of course, to presenting the best theater possible, is to try to promote the role of women in theater and to redress the imbalance in professional theatrical union contracts given to male versus female performers, which is currently estimated to be 80% to men, yet only 20% to women, and more broadly to address the gender inequity in entertainment offerings as a whole. To that end, their plays always have at least as many female characters as male, all their shows give at least as many equity contracts to females as to males, they want to acknowledge that women's stories are as important as men's, and they're attempting to create what they call a balance on the boards. Joining me today to talk about Symmetry Theatre Company is Daniel Levin, who is a company member and also plays the lead role of Emily in Symmetry's production of the same name, currently playing at the Berkeley City Club. Danielle's stage credits include work with many of the Bay Area's top theater companies, Theater First, Marin Theater Company, SF Playhouse, The Aurora, and Center Rep. Today she's talking to us from Emeryville, so please welcome to the field trip the beautiful and talented Danielle Levin. Welcome, Danielle.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Thanks. Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about Symmetry Theater Company. When was it formed?
It was formed probably, I would say, maybe about two and a half years ago by Chloe Bronson and Robert Parsons. And Jessica Powell at the time was also a founding member.
Well, tell me about this inequity in theatrical productions that you're all concerned with. I know, for example, that there are very few roles for women in Shakespeare, but that's not what Symmetry's getting at, is it?
No, it's certainly true in Shakespeare and other classical plays as well. But what we're seeing so much, and it's kind of through all of the performing arts in films as well as in theater, there are so few stories told by women about women that get produced. And it's not that there aren't viable pieces out there to be produced. There's certainly a glut of wonderfully talented female playwrights and female screenwriters, but for some reason those don't get produced quite as often. And we really want to acknowledge that fact and help to change it.
Are people surprised when they find out that women are underrepresented in theater this way?
I think so, though there is a growing awareness of it, certainly. There's more and more groups are coming out with statistics about the inequity of male to female, both stories and roles. But when you actually break down the numbers like you did in your introduction, I think people are taken aback, yes.
Tell me a bit about yourself. How'd you get into theater?
Oh, I think I have that same old story as everyone else does. I got on stage at 13 on a whim on some summer nerd camp that I went to. I'm from Massachusetts and went to take some classes and just decided, I'll try a theater class. And I fell in love with it. And I guess they say caught the bug, never stopped.
Let's talk about Symmetry's current production,
sure.
Emily. Maybe you could give us the full title of the show, and that somewhat explains the premise, and then tell me about your show and the role in it.
I'd be happy to. Yes, it's a mouthful, the title. It's by a wonderful playwright who also lives in the Bay Area. Her name is Lauren Gunderson. And the title, full title of the play is Emily, La Marquise du Châtelet Defends Her Life Tonight. And in brief, it's about this fascinating woman who lived in 18th century France, was a physicist and a scientist, and also notably a lover of Voltaire. She was very important in his life, and she's just a fascinating woman. A couple of big claims to fame she has. One is that she translated Newton's Principia, his big, treatise or physics explanation of the world, of the cosmos, translated it from Latin into French. And from what I understand, it's still largely used, her translation of Newton's Principia. And then another really interesting thing about her is that she worked on some of Newton's theories and wove in those of Leibniz as well. And in that was a major stepping stone along the way from Newton to the theory of relativity, E equals mc squared. A lot of what she did in research wouldn't have, or the end results wouldn't have been achieved without what she got done in her very short lifetime.
Yeah, she was born in 1706, but she died at only 43.
Yeah, she died, she died just after giving birth to her, to a daughter. She was, as you said, 43, which in those days was just about a death sentence. And in fact, sadly, tragically, she did pass away a couple of days after she gave birth.
Now, she has an equation of her own.
Well, this equation that the play is built around is what is called force V, F equals mv squared, and that was actually Leibniz's philosophy. And she just worked with it, and she worked, I can't profess to be a physicist myself, but from what I understand, she worked very in depth with Newton's theories and Leibniz theories and incorporated them together, which was very controversial at the time. And Newton was definitely the popular voice, and Leibniz was not as much so, at least in her circles. And so she really championed Leibniz as a physicist and his theories, and pushed that F equals mv squared. Now, I don't think that that is actually a true account of the physical world, but I think once you start to get into more things like electricity and energy and stuff that they hadn't really figured out what it was yet in those days, it does hold water.
Well, now the production is over at the Berkeley City Club. It's in a room in that very beautiful building, which doesn't allow for any scenery. You have minimal props, but I must say that the show is not only directed beautifully, acted beautifully, but the whole thing comes together so nicely. Tell me a little bit about the production and working on it.
I'd love to, and thank you so much for saying that. It's a real labor of love for certain. Chloe Bronson, who is the founder of Symmetry, this is her directorial debut, which is quite astonishing considering what a challenging space, as you say, this city club is. It's a beautiful room, but it resembles more of a drawing room than a stage. And it's very challenging because it's a very deep three-quarters thrust, much like if any of your listeners go to the Aurora Theater. Aurora actually started off performing in the Berkeley City Club and, from what I understand, modeled their theater on the shape of the City Club Theater. But it was just a joy to rehearse, to work on this piece with Chloe and the rest of the cast. We've all gotten along very well, and we were all really excited about the project. It's such a well-written play, and just really jazzed to put it on.
Yeah, it really is a well-written play. It's really a testament to how you really don't need a tremendous amount other than some good writing and some good actors.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Lauren has just she's so smart and she's so quick, and I think that just comes through brilliantly in this play. And it's a pleasure to be able to say her words and hopefully do it justice.
Well, you sure do. Now, Chloe, your director.
Chloe Bronson.
Chloe, yeah. She was chief cook and bottle washer for this production, right? She did costumes, she did almost everything to get this thing going.
And she's an actor herself, and during this time, I hope she's okay with my saying this, she was actually acting in her own production in San Francisco while she was directing, costume designing, designing the set pieces, not to mention producing the play. It's astonishing. It blows my mind how much she did.
She did really well.
Successfully, yeah.
I saw the production that she was doing, and she was terrific in that, too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, what's next for you? What's coming up?
That's a good question. I right now have a clear slate. I'm not quite sure what's next for me. I think that's kind of the actor's dilemma, of course. There's always that question of, where do you go from here? I'm not certain yet.
Well, all of you producers out there, this young lady is a wonderful actress. And to my listeners, if you're interested in seeing some great theater, some terrific playwriting, and of course some top-notch actors, do yourselves a favor. Get over to Symmetry Theatre Company's production of Emily. Emily also features Blythe Foster, Tyler McKenna, Robert Parsons, Marie Schell, and Colin Thompson. As we said, it's directed by Chloe Bronson. It runs Thursday to Sunday through July the 1st at the Berkeley City Club. For further information, you can go to symmetrytheatre.com. And Danielle, continued success to you and Symmetry Theatre, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
That's Danielle Levin, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org anytime, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.